Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning to my podcast, Supernatural Choices. I'm your host, Joe. Each week, I release a podcast where I talk about the pros and the cons of being inside a supernatural world. This week's podcast, what I'm going to talk about is the pros and the cons of being in the world of Star Trek. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to a brief history of the show. Then I'm going to talk about, like, well, what would be the positive points of being inside that world, and what would be the negative sides of being inside that world. So that way, if you were ever given a choice of whether or not you should actually join the world of Star Trek, should you take that choice or not? So I'm going to give you all that kind of information. That's what we're going to do. First thing first, I am a huge Trekkie. It's one of those things that it really comes back to me as far as when I was growing up. There was my two brothers. We really did enjoy watching the show. And we used to watch the original cast, the reruns, and then we would watch the, when it later came on, Star Trek The Next Generation, whenever the episodes got released. So we were very much into it, and we would all watch it together. We'd talk, and it would just kind of just one of those things myself and my two brothers, what we did. Really enjoyed the show, so I am a Trekkie. The other thing I gotta say is that when we were growing up, we used to call it Star Trek, is what we called it all the time. It was Star Trek, Star Trek, Star Trek. When is Star Trek coming on? But of course, it is Star Trek, and it is Trekkie. So I'm gonna make that mistake several times. I mean, it's just one of those things where growing up, and I grew up in Florida as part of the South, and we used to just, everybody called it Star Trek, is what they call it. But I don't know if anybody, when I was growing up, they call it Star Trek, and it's from that standpoint. So you're going to have to forgive me, but I'll revert back to my old habits of Star Trek, is what I'll do. So, but, you know, first things first, as far as with the show, talking about a brief history of it. And it's something, because the show is such a long series. I mean, we're talking about this. It started out as an original TV series back in 1966, to where they still have TV shows that they're producing today. So we're looking at over 50 years of TV series, movies, comic books, cartoons, you name it, toys. I mean, conventions. It is just something that just this massive piece is what it is. But, you know, trying to sum everything up, I mean, it was created by Gene Roddenberry. It started out as a TV series, and it was kind of expected it'd be short-lived. But because of popularity, and the original show was only on for 3 years. It was just on from 1966 to 1969. That was it. But it was so popular that they said, okay, we're going to try a movie. The movie came out, and then they said, okay, that was good. Why don't we try another movie? Second movie came out, and then that was good, and it just kept going and going, and it just never ended. It's what it did. So just a really amazing series, and just a great thing that Gene Roddenberry, that he did. But the basic premise behind the show is that it's the future, and what we're doing is you're observing as far as watching the crew of the Enterprise as they explore in outer space. A lot of things have changed so far into the actual future. There's no more money. There's no more race. And there's new technology. All the old problems as far as, like, you know, America getting along with other countries, Europe, Iran, all these other places on there, that's all been abolished. And it's just kind of like this, from a whole collective standpoint, humanity has really moved forward to the point to where they're you know, really focus on technology, exploring space, all the things that it's kind of like we've almost, as society, has evolved. And what you're doing is you follow the crew of the Enterprise, and with very different generations, as they go throughout space and they explore space, they encounter different alien worlds, and they encounter internal problems, mechanical problems. But it's really just an amazing, amazing show is what it is. Now, my favorite as far as it goes is as far as cast goes, because there was the Picard cast, there was the the original cast, and there was all these different iterations. There was, and I'll say briefly, like back in the 60s, there was the original series. And as far as with that TV show goes, it doesn't hold up too well as far as with the special effects and the pacing of the story. I mean, that was back in the 60s is what it was. But when it came to the movies, as far as with the original cast and their movies, that has held up, I think, really well. They came out those just amazing blockbuster movies that I really did enjoy, and I thought they did a great job. The first movie was not too good. That was kind of boring, if you want my opinion on it. The second movie, Wrath of Khan, was amazing. It was a great job, and it was just, at that time, it was just, you know, that end scene with Spock. I mean, it was just really amazing piece. The Search of Spock, I guess it had to happen. but it wasn't too memorable as far as that goes, and it was okay is what it was. The Voyage Home, that was a great movie. With some memorable scenes, when they're on the bus and it's like, hey, you double dumbass, and there'd be whales on those ship. That was just, some of those lines were just so amazing. And I, again, my brothers and I, we were always talking about those lines and just having so much fun back in the day. The Final Frontier, that was another great movie, part of that original cast. You know, what does God need with a ship? I mean, that was just so classic is what it was, and just such a great movie, that whole part and the ending of it. The Undiscovered Country, showing the end of the Klingon Empire. That was another movie that I thought was really well. It had a lot of action to it. And so from a movie standpoint, my favorite movies are with the original cast and those movies that they went to. As far as a TV series, my favorite has got to be The Next Generation. I really did enjoy seeing those episodes. I thought the special effects were amazing, especially at that time. I thought that it had so many great memorable pieces to it. It was really a thinking TV show is what it was. It had a lot of philosophy behind it, a lot of unanswered questions. It was just really thought-provoking is what I thought. You know, when you look back at Data, and there's this robot who wants to be human, have emotions, gets the emotions, can't handle it. You know, is he a person? What is Data? How do you treat him? How do you interact with him? Can you trust him? That was huge, and that was really groundbreaking. Along with the Borg, as far as this collective, half-human, half-cyborg creatures, you couldn't stop them, couldn't kill them. And you just had to deal with them from that standpoint. That was another piece that was amazing. Along with Q, this alien with godlike powers that could do almost anything, trying to navigate, negotiate with this alien, trying to figure out what he wants, and all the mind games that this thing was playing. That was really interesting from that standpoint. There were other pieces to it also, like as far as with the technology, the holodeck, just there's so many pieces to that The Next Generation TV series. That was really one of my favorites of the series by far. Now, when it comes to the new stuff, I am not into the new stuff at all. I was really geared in, loving every last piece of it, as far as with Star Trek, right about to Voyager. When it got to Voyager, after Voyager ended, that was really the end for me as far as with a lot of the pieces in Star Trek. I mean, I'm much more likely to watch the old stuff than I am to watch the new stuff, including the new series Picard. You know, from what little I've seen of it, I have no interest of it. Captain Picard, he was a great person and great personality, great character. And I like to remember him as that, not as a frail, beaten up old man and, you know, all kind of problems on there. I don't want to watch that. Same thing with that new, they got this cartoon Lower Decks. I don't want to see that stuff. I mean, I almost feel like it's for another series. Someone's making some other project and they were just like, hey, let's use Star Trek name on it. Is the way I feel about those, both of those two pieces. But love the old stuff. I can't get enough of the old stuff on there. I'm much more likely to watch the old stuff than I am to watch any of the new stuff from that standpoint. So when we're looking overall at Star Trek and, you know, all these different parts and pieces on it, and if we were ever given a choice about, okay, you're at your house or you're out walking your dog or any of that type of stuff, if you were ever given a choice in our modern world about, okay, should you join a crew of half aliens, half humans as they go around exploring outer space with this amazing technology, holodecks, beaming, cyborg, Data, all those kind of pieces on there? Or is it something that you should say, okay, I'm going to pass. It's not something that'd be cool from that standpoint. But I look at it overall as far as there's really 9 reasons to really go ahead and say, okay, beam me up on board. Let's go do this thing, is the way I look at it. There's really 9 really cool points of joining the world of Star Trek. The first one is really just to explore new galaxies, see new planets right there for yourself. And it's just amazing that warp technology, the ability to go faster than light and be able to travel to different worlds, you know, almost instantaneously is just amazing is what it is. And just being able to see Mars, being able to see Venus, being able to go outside of our solar system, see other aliens. And with the universe being so big, I know there's a whole debate in the scientific community about whether or not there's aliens on there from that standpoint. But you just think about how big the universe is, how old the universe is, and how many extinction level events we've had just inside of our on Earth. Some that have actually happened, some that were near extinctions. In all probability, yes, there's aliens out there. Or there's some remnants of alien civilizations, is what I should say. They're out there, is what they are. So I would definitely, that'd be a huge point as far as being able to see, interact with these different alien species. That'd be amazing is what that would be. And be able to see different worlds, different plant life, different stars, different moons, and different formations, getting close to a black hole and seeing what that was like with the naked eye. I mean, that'd be amazing to have that type of experience. So that'd be the first cool point as far as going out and exploring a whole new galaxy. The second cool point would be the actual society itself, to join a near utopian society where a lot of the things that we talk about, we debate about, we fight about now, they're no longer exist. That would be an amazing experience as far as it goes, and to not have that pressure, that grind, as far as all the different pieces that we deal with, as far as like racism, sexism, you know, people not liking anybody because of their the way they look or how attracted they are or any of those type of things, all that kind of pieces. It all goes away inside the Star Trek world. So that'd be kind of amazing to go and experience that near utopian society that they have. The third thing is obviously that technology. Like I mentioned before, the warp drive and the warp engine, being able to travel faster than light. Their healing capabilities and the way they do medicine was another just really amazing groundbreaking piece. As far as being able to scan, although, you know, what's really fascinating with the whole Star Trek is that a lot of the science fiction things that were there, that was like, okay, this is science fiction down back in the 60s and 90s, a lot of stuff we have now, which is just really just a fascinating piece from that standpoint. To be able to communicate, the scans, a lot of stuff we do have now, but I want to get in at a tangent on there. It's a great show. It definitely is. The technology that they have as far as with androids, as far as with healing, as far as travel, the ability to beam from one place to another instantaneously, that would greatly cut down in your commute to work. You know, I don't know how much those things cost, but to be able to have one inside your office and go from boom, boom to one place to another, I mean, that'd be amazing is what that is. So, you also think about from police enforcement that they got tasers, or I shouldn't say tasers, stun weapons is what they have, phasers. You set your phaser on stun and you can stun someone from afar and you don't have to get into this big whole brawl as far as trying to subdue someone. It's great for law enforcement from that standpoint. So again, it just some of the technology is really just amazing. And a lot of stuff that they had on the TV show later came out to be, you know, relevant to what we're living in today. So really just great job. I would say the fourth thing is that holodeck from the Next Generation. That was something that was just really amazing. It was like virtual reality before we knew of virtual reality, where you go inside this room and this room is able to generate all different types of objects, people. You can have conversations with individuals. You can make anything you want. It's almost like virtual reality is what it is. And in the TV show, at one point, they go back and they're doing a murder mystery with Sherlock Holmes is what they're doing. They're practicing their fighting techniques inside that. It's just really cool that you can do almost anything inside that room on there. So that's pretty amazing. And that'd be great technology as far as just going inside there, you know, enjoying a quiet sunset whenever you want, having that room available. Join a day at the beach right there inside that room. All the different, you can talk to, like I mentioned, like historical figures inside that room. You can make that room anything you want. You can have fun, have battles, combat inside that room. It just really a cool piece of technology. So that's got to be a big one on there. The fifth reason why I would say yes to Star Trek is that transporter and the ability to beam from one place to another. That instant transportation is just really amazing. And to be able to go from one place to another is great. Sixth reason, like I mentioned before, I can't emphasize enough, Alien Worlds and getting to experience that. And seeing what aliens are like. Even if you decide not to go on a spaceship, you can still read about it inside books. You can still watch videos on it. That's all just really amazing. Number seven, and it's got to be said as far as with sex in the future, with their ability to go to different planets and not have to worry about diseases, the ability to make a virtual reality like the holodeck is pretty amazing. The ability to have androids such as Data. The skies are the limit, and aliens, of course, the skies are the limit as far as like on what sex is like inside that Star Trek world. And it not only applies to, you know, men, but also women too. You think about 50 Shades of Grey is like one of the number one best-selling female books of all time. So I definitely say it just, with sex, it just opens up the possibilities as far as with all that different technology, the aliens, the robots, the holodeck. I mean, it really just opens up as far as what the possibilities are. It can be anything. It's influence as far as with possibilities. Number eight is just the Next Generation. They had this great machine that could produce any type of food that you wanted. You go up there and you just say the food that you want, and that's it. It'd just have it out and just instantly in seconds. Another, just a piece of amazing technology. And just imagine you're on the crew on the deck, and you just say, hey, today I want to get an apple pie, and I also want to get a nice piece of chicken, steak, all those kind of things. And instantly, it's just right there for you. That's kind of amazing technology. And with the different types of food that you can have right there. I'm not a big foodie person, but I got to say that it would just be nice to not have to cook anymore. Then I have to worry about going out and grocery shopping, preparing things. No, it's all right there instantaneously. That's really cool. The ninth reason I'd say it'd be a cool point about being part of the Star Trek universe is being the captain, being on this ship, giving direction, giving orders, telling people where to go, visiting people, helping people. I mean, that's got to be an amazing experience to be the captain of your own Star Trek on your own ship. Hopefully you can call it the Enterprise and just go on and boldly go where no man's gone before. So I would say that's a huge piece as far as, you know, what would be the cool points of being inside that world of Star Trek. There would be some bad parts. as far as with joining, leaving our modern world, joining that world of Star Trek and flying around a galaxy on there from that standpoint. So the first thing that would be bad is like you probably have to work on a ship. And working on a ship is not that exciting. It is fun in the beginning, but it does get old. If you ever talk to someone that's been in the Navy, someone has worked on a Navy ship on, just depending on which part they were in, it gets bored is what it does. It becomes mundane. You keep doing the same thing all the time. Sure, there's shore leave and that's fun and exciting. But if you're like stationed on a ship and you're in the engine room of the Enterprise and you're just watching the lights go back and forth all the time, that's got to get kind of boring. It's what that is. So hopefully they can do some rotations. But it's going to get boring. It's what's going to happen. No difference than all of us. It's 2021. So we've been dealing with COVID and a lot of people have been shut inside. A lot of things have been closed and just not able to go out and do some things that you want. Well, transport that to being on a ship and yeah, you're going to have your fun. There's fun things you can do, but a lot of times you're going to be very limited from that standpoint. The second bad part I would say about joining the universe of Star Trek is that there's real danger. Shit is blown up and shit is blown up all the time. If you're a red shirt, you can die. The Enterprise has been blown up several times. They've had torpedoes hit them. And when those torpedoes hit, just like in a ship or inside a ship today, they have to close off the ports is what they have to do. And you could be a person that is one in the engine room, explosion goes off back there and they have to seal the door and there you are trapped and you die inside. So there's real death in the world of Star Trek. So that's something to be concerned about. The third thing to be a bad part about inside the world of Star Trek is socialism. Although in the future, what they're saying is that it works and everybody gets along and there's no problems from that standpoint. You don't need money. It's kind of hard to believe because socialism hasn't worked yet on Earth in all these different iterations and all these different trials. The only way it would work is if there was somehow some way to change our human nature. Because at the end of the day, humans are human. They're going to be people that are greedy. They're going to be people that want to abuse the system. There are going to be people that, you got a beach house. Everybody wants your beach house. You're a captain. Everybody wants to be captain. No one wants to clean the toilets. And so there's that part of humanity that makes us who we are, when we have desires and wants and needs, and we balance those things out. And without the right incentives, then you don't really get the results that you want. So although in the show, it shows like, hey, everybody getting along. It's really, once you get into the gritty of things, there's going to be that type of conflict that's going to happen. The fourth bad part about being inside the world of Star Trek is intergalactic politics. Those suck. Just like politics on Earth. Everything from the Romulans and it's not just the politics, it's the wars that come from it, from the Vulcans, the Ferengis, the Romulans. They got these huge weapons that can really destroy quite a bit. So it's a part that you can't escape from. Interacting with different alien races. You got Vulcans who look down on emotions. And you have all the different type. You got the Kleons. I mean, there's got to, with when you have these type of aliens and their nature, they're interacting. It's going to cause all these different conflicts, and there's a whole Federation, which is a whole bureaucracy. I mean, it's got to suck as far as intergalactic politics and inefficiency is going to come out of that and frustration is going to come out of that. I mean, the whole undiscovered country, that's what that was all about, intergalactic politics, and it's going to be a problem is what it is. The fifth reason I would say is it would be a problem is alien racism, kind of like what I was talking about before about, you look at the Vulcans, you look at the Ferengis, you look at all these different races, the way they look. There's got to be some real racism that's got to come from that. I know in the future, they show that humans, we've gone past that. But it's hard to believe that everybody's going to be able to drop their feelings and just, you know, be kumbaya. And we even saw that in the actual movie where Captain Kirk mentioned about the Klingons and that they killed his son and he'll never forgive them. And it was one of those pieces that it's the different races, they're going to go through that piece. So and if you don't feel the same way about the Vulcans, they may feel the same way about you. So there is going to be some of that alien racism that's going to happen from that standpoint. The sixth reason, I would say the bad part as far as being a part of that Star Trek universe is that transporter. It seems really cool to be able to beam from one place to another, but once you figure out exactly what happens, that's when the problems come from. What has to happen is that for you to come from one place to another, at least from what I understand from the TV show, is that what's happening is that your atoms inside your body, they're being heated up and converted over to energy. And that energy is transported from one place to another. And then it's being replaced together and inside this new location is what's happening. So it's basically it's scrambling your atoms is what it is. And even if it gets everything perfect, I mean, you think about things from a soul standpoint. You think about things from any type of accidents that can happen. You think about what it means in principle. I mean, it's no difference than chopping someone up with a knife, put them together, and then having them walk around on there. I mean, I wouldn't want to go through that transporter as far as that being a mode of travel, that beaming from one place to another, because they're just turning your body into energy and then converting it, moving it from one place to another, then reassembling it in hopefully the right order, and there's no problems from that. So no, I would say that that's another bad part as far as being in a Star Trek world. Overall, my opinion is that if you were ever given a choice of being in the Star Trek world, I would say yes. I would say do it. Do it for the alien sex. Do it for the robot sex. Do it for the holodeck sex. Go ahead and do it. Do it to see the galaxy. Even if you don't want to travel, you can always just read about the galaxy from home. But I would definitely do it. Bring your family. There's plenty of room on that Enterprise ship. Bring them all with you and definitely go do it. All right. Hey, I just want to say thank you guys so much for listening to my podcast. I appreciate it. My plan is to release one episode every week. Unfortunately, I had a lot of stuff going on personally with COVID and whatnot. I was not able to release one in quite a bit of time, but I should be back on a schedule now. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to hit subscribe on your listening device and leave a positive review. Gotta love those. You can also follow me on Twitter. My Twitter is mallet_joseph. That is MALLETT underscore JOSEPH. And thank you guys very much for listening. And please continue to stay weird.